run quickly through the flow diagram. So patients eligible for this trial would be both symptomatic and screen detected DCIS, picked up by mammographic microcalcification. So if they're symptomatic patients, it has to be incidental. They are not eligible if they present with a mass, either clinically or on ultrasound scan. And they have to have their DCIS diagnosed on large volume biopsies, which we appreciate not all of the UK uses. So this has to be vacuum biopsy, and our trial pathologists are adamant about that they cannot make safe diagnoses without this. We're asking randomised centres to send for registration, to register patients who have a biopsy of either low or intermediate grade DCIS, which is then sent for central pathology review to the trial pathologists. Our trial pathologists are all Sloan audit expert DCIS pathologists, and they would want to confirm that the patient actually has low grade DCIS, and I'm going to talk more about that, in order for the patients to be eligible for randomisation. So if central review, and the turnaround time for that is 1 week, and it's done electronically, if the patients are eligible, they're then randomised to whatever they'd normally have, which is surgery, plus whatever your local follow-up is, any adjuvant treatments, or to active surveillance with annual mammograms with predefined criteria for rebiopsy and surgery.